Is it rolling, Bob?
Okay, this is always tricky, recording this way. I've got the headphones on, blasting music in my ears, into my ears. Set to, you know, random. And everything that comes up is just, oh my God, that's perfect. And some of you will cotton on to the idea that, yeah, well, that's because you've probably just had a toke, and everything is perfect when you've had a toke, and that may be true. But what a combination, talking to you. But meanwhile, I'm not even paying attention to you. I'm listening to this music that is just blowing me away. And the song before this, I mean, this is what prompted this recording. Ween doing exactly where I'm at. And, like, that song just grabbed hold of me. I thought, whoa, the sound's here. This is Pink Floyd worthy. You're going to hear it on this podcast. That's for damn sure, if I remember. Anyway, I want to talk to you about John Mackay, my local, as I mentioned, conservative liberal. He's probably grown some sense, but I've got to get it in his mind that I'm a really good guy. Like, I'm a guy to know. And, you know, I get a couple of voices going. Well, one of them says, well, you know, well, use the Scarborough dude, play that card. And I'm like, well, no, they could just randomly pick the wrong Dixon James podcast, find out, oh my God, that racist, bigot, pervert, creep, the Scarborough dude, we don't want him having any connection to the Liberal Party whatsoever. You know, and it's hard to convince him, no, no, but that's just my brand, you know. They won't get it. He won't get it. But now, where I'm going with this is, hey, I've got a business going that, you know, sort of keeps me going. Been doing it for over 20 years with very tough clients. Very high-level private girls' school in Japan. I created that company, that contract. I had people, you know, hey, it wasn't just me, and that's what I'm getting at. I bring a lot of money from Japan to Canada every single year. All the money I generate, all the money that host families here get, that the school gets, that everybody else gets a piece of, stays in Canada with Canadian people, individuals and companies. But all the money comes from Japan, from yen into dollars to us, to our economy. And I'm generating something here. And these girls spend when they get here. You know, that's, you know, we're not talking Donald Trump levels here. We're talking a company that's, you know, solvent and that I'm proud of. And I'm proud of it for many reasons. But I need to convince him. So, yeah, all right. So here's the point. Yeah, no, leave the Scarborough dude out of this. This is Ken Bull. This is what you've done and why the Liberals should be grateful. And my argument is that, well, it's thanks to Pierre Trudeau and his wisdom that led to this. Because we used to talk about when we were out in BC, the golden days of UIC and, you know, some of the drifting we were able to get away with back then, you know. You know, work for a while, travel somewhere, collect pogey, get another job and it runs out, you know. Some pretty loose times back then. Pretty, you know, I've already told the story, being called into an office, you know, for fraudulent claim. How could you be applying for a job if you're flying from Whitehorse to Vancouver? Did I fly? Somewhere anyway. You know, fine point. And, you know, I was properly, you know, scolded. Hey, maybe time to get a job. And I did. I think I in Vancouver, probably Toronto by then. It would have been Toronto where I got nailed. Anyway, point is, life has turned out pretty well for me. And it's thanks to the liberal policies that I grew up in, the liberal times. I mean, they were a little more in sync. Trudeau, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, was in sync with the times, ahead of the times. Cool guy. Hey, we were bloody lucky to have him. So, you know, give his son a chance. You know, he's not Pierre, but if he does everything to be the best he can and manages to keep good people around him, there's some hope. But anyway, we're not, you know, we'll leave that because I know there are people not happy. Holy shit, another mind blower. Anyway, where was I? I was trying to convince this fellow, John McKay, what a fine lad I am. And at the very least, he should... I'm thinking just give something memorable to the girls, you know, something with that 150 logo on it. You know, yeah, I could buy it, but hey, this is a thank you. Look at what I've done for you, you know. Hey, I got an idea. I want to celebrate Canada 150. I want these girls to go back to Japan feeling they were lucky they came for our 150th anniversary. And I haven't done anything really special about that myself. And I'm just thinking one of the ways I fail is at self-promotion, believe it or not, you might think that's all I do on the Dixon Janes podcast. Yours truly, the Scarborough dude. It's all fun. And, when I may have mentioned earlier, why the hell am I spending $50 to come to Darlington Provincial Park and sit in the sunshine high on a Wednesday morning? The answer's right here and now. This is pretty damn nice. Sun just beaming down, got my feet up, sitting in a chair, nice soft cushion, looking out over the Lake Ontario. Spent all of yesterday, hours upon hours, I guess I mentioned that, just staring at the shoreline and a tree, a beautiful tree in the foreground, lovely shape. Now I'm facing the other direction. Not as exciting, but the sun is beating down on my face and it feels good. Reflecting back on my life, feeling very proud of it, feeling very proud of the life I've lived, the life I'm living. Proud. You know, proud we think of as a dangerous feeling sometimes. Oh, next thing you know, it's going to go to your head. And that was something we were just never taught. Our family, I don't know where it came from, but it was that British hesitancy, resistance. I don't know if that's it, but just don't go showing off. Don't go showing off. Anyway, I feel I've led a very successful life, and I don't mind saying that here. And I'm talking as Ken now. Scarborough Dude interviewing Ken, if you want that, you know. And Ken is feeling pretty damn fucking pleased with himself. Sitting here, feet up, fucking road track over my shoulder. A fucking road track 190. I got a fucking road track 190. Oh, sorry. That might have been a little loud. I'm proud of it. Proud of the fact that I did it, that I got the idea in my head. And if you really listen to this goddamn podcast, you the good and gentle readers, we can trace it back to Bluffers Park. A woman guy showed up with an older model road truck, just parked there. And as I was thinking about it, just seemed to coincide. It was parked under a tree. I took a picture. I posted it on this podcast. And it was like that, you know, seed was almost taken out for examination at that point. Hey, it's going to be real. This guy was pretty damn happy at his. Anyway, opportunity just came up out of the blue, and I just jumped at it. And that was a good decision and a bold enough decision. And hesitancy gets a lot of people in trouble. You got to act. I think that's a message of the president of my company in Japan, Ogasawara, which, man, talk about an interesting story. And so I think I'm going to have to get Janine and her company, I can't remember what they are, unless I get a competing bid, to do a little documentary, a little short one on maybe the Dixon Janes tribe. It's a topic. She seemed more interesting. I'm thinking, no, well, how about the Scarborough dude? But I haven't come up with a financing for that. Oh, yeah, by the way, Anthony on his show, that's what I meant to start off with, said, you know, I don't know if anybody will be listening to my stuff in the future. I'm not vain enough to want that. Well, Anthony, I am vain enough. I want this whole movement. I want people to find me and find you and find others. And the connections we have, the web we've woven here through our friendships and our shows. I want future sociology, psychology, whatever you want to call them, students, historians, well, not serious historians, but people, you know, the common voice of the common people, is that who we are? Yeah, to some degree, yeah. Canadians of this time, what do they think? And I guess, again, this goes back to John Mackay. That's what I'm trying to get across. Hey, I am a perfect showcase Canadian. I am a, you should be holding me up and celebrating me. Now, you see, I say that, and right away, I'm you know, it's running contrary to the way I was brought up. You can't say that. But there's a big part of me thinks it's true. Now, here's the thing, and I've got to be honest about this. It's usually when I've had a toke that I tend to get a little more swell-headed. But it could be because I've released some inhibitions, set them, you know, taken them out of the game. Remind me to get back to game. And it just allows you to express that way. And then when I've, you know, no longer, well, it just fades away, you know, this idea of grandeur and greatness disappears. But I like it when it comes back. It's fun. It's a good game to hold on to. To think that you're something shit hot is, you know, hey, it's not a bad way to be. They'd be humble about it, of course, you know. I don't know what the hell I'm listening to now. It's crazy. Anyway, we've been going on for, oh, it seems, I swear I've been talking double this time. Maybe I pushed the stop button. Anyway, I think have we made our point? It was all about John Mackay and the message I want to get across to him. I'm not quite sure how to deliver it, but I think, agreed, and you remind me if I need it, leave the Scarborough Dude out of it for now. Right? It's not necessary. Play the normal card. It's Kent. Yeah, yeah. Okay, got that. Anyway, it's been a fine time, and I can't possibly share exactly what I'm feeling now, except that it's very good, very pleasant, and I'm very happy that I did this. That each action we take, that you know, we act, we do, we create. We think, we feel, we reflect. We are sentient humans who want to continue to think for ourselves, influenced by the world around us, of course, and the propaganda and the media, but still, we try our best to think and act and feel, perhaps, independently. It's hard in a world of conformity, and maybe the safest route a lot of people feel is conformity, and this is, I don't particularly want to get into that subject again, but conformity frightens the hell out of me. And this is another reason why I think our voices should survive somewhere. What if somebody in the future living in a world of conformity discovered these voices, discovered these personalities, Anthony, Ken, Jason, Shane, Tom, Bob, Michael, and the list goes on. All right, what's that other guy? That guy who's out in Etobicoke now. There's a Gapid show with me. Brent, yeah, I have to leave in Brent. Oh, but it is our collective voices. And I think the voices reflect our values. And so again, thinking, into the distant future. Ooh, you can even imagine on another planet, or what to listen to you're on your, when you're on your way past Mars. And who were those people? If you could light, maybe not light a light, but give a little more oxygen to the flame, you know, that'd be a good thing to do. Anyway, I'm feeling right on fucking top of the fucking world right now. And it feels like it. I mean, I'm looking out at this vast, flat expanse with nothing on the horizon of Lake Ontario. You get a good view of how big this fucking lake is. It's just flat. Now, in the distance, if I turn this way, oh, yeah, and the fog has lifted or the smog, and I can see the city of Toronto because you just cannot miss that CN Tower. That wasn't complete when I first moved there, I believe, in 1975. And the top had to be put back on or put on. Anyway, you can see in the far distance. It's quite neat. And somewhere between me and that city is the nuclear reactor, Darlington. In fact, very close to here. All right, I'm going to get back to the music. I certainly enjoy whatever was just happened just back then. Whether you did or not, that is, that's your business. How carefully you listen is your business. Now that sounds like, hey, Jesus, come on. You've been a teacher for too long. What's the thing a teacher wants? I want everybody to listen now, carefully. Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I'm glad I was a teacher, and I'm glad I'm not going back. Did my time. Put in my bit. Again, another good role. Hey, hire me as an advisor. Put me on the council or something. Yeah, I should be on the board of the Centennial College. I've been a teacher there part-time, so I know what it's like. I've gone on a trip with them to Costa Rica. I experienced one of the things and saw part of the bureaucracy. I'm leaving on very good terms. I listed my reasons why. And I'm very sensible. Hey, I've kept a business going this long with Japan. I know something's going on. So I feel there's still a role for me at Centennial College. So again, it's 150th year. This is what we should be doing, capitalizing on this. Somehow I have to capitalize. And, you know, in fact, what I'm talking about is monetizing. I'm trying to monetize but monetizing Ken, not the Scarborough dude. They don't want the Scarborough dude on that board of directors. So there is some necessity, it would appear, to keeping these two selves slightly separate. In fact, Scarborough is starting to fade away. Not real at all. I'll insert some music now and we'll be done. Enjoy it, because I will be choosing it very carefully. And whatever song I put now, I know will be just the right one. Whether you know that or not, I'll know. And it will be. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Okay, this is going to be one more of those short, I hope, clips where the headphones are cranking through some wild music. I guess this is Ween again. I don't know. It's just blowing me away. I mean, hey, this is all my music. I've got some great stuff here. Now, a lot, thanks to my son, number one son, anyway, I had this thought yesterday. I'm entertaining again today. I'm imagining, as I previously asked myself, why is there something? You know, in that's an old chestnut, but, you know, pretty hard to come up with an answer. Why is there something? And then I imagined I don't know any other word other than God, a force, a power, creating itself, being existence. And then suddenly there never was a nothing. There always was a something. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. You know, anyway, bear with me, okay? I'm high. The other thought that I had that is still disturbing me a little is imagining we really are a simulation kind of thing. No, we're 3D. We're humans. We evolved. All of that is real. Everything we know about science is real. The difference is that there are gods, unseen, unknown forces, making us act as we do. It's like a game to them. Now, a secondary to that thought was our whole sense of time seems, oh, this is taking forever, you know, to evolve from a life form, single-celled organisms. Oh, my God, it's taking forever. But they may have a different sense of time. This all may be quite quick, almost simultaneous. You know, who knows? This, we don't really know the nature of the world that's been created for us, if we go that far. Oh, boy, it's no, you can't do that. No, you know, it is all evolution right down to the physical space reality of it all. But still imagine these gods playing games. And maybe the gods have assumed roles as we would pick the shoe or the jalopy, you know, the milk bottle in Monopoly. They pick religions. And they say, watch what we're going to do. You won't believe this. And one of them will take his player, one of his players, and convince him that bombing himself up in a crowded marketplace is a good idea. Something you have to do. And this character does it. And bam, all kinds of innocent people had nothing to do with this. They're just have their legs and limbs blown off and seeing their children die. And the people who have to go pick up the pieces have seen this horrific images for the rest of their lives. And the god says, now what are you going to do about that? And like it's just a game to them. And it's... you may be laughing now. You know, I don't believe this to be real. I'm just tossing it out there as a scenario, a deeply disturbing scenario, almost as if, you know, we have no free will. It is as if we don't. Anyway, ignore me if you prefer. That's all I got for now. I've still got the earphones on. I'm still sitting in the sunshine. I got just under 2 hours left. I'm not ready to go. I've tidied up, organized. I got to take down the awning. I may not get around to dumping the tanks today. I don't think I will. Couldn't get the water to work. Turned the taps on, ran for a while, and then just went dry. And I don't know, maybe there's no more water left, or maybe there's something I miss doing. I turned on the water heater. I don't think anything happened. Maybe the propane has to be on for that. I should read these things. That was the plan. I would study the road track. I'm very lazy about things in the real world. It's a real shortcoming. I was bragging about all my good qualities earlier. Well, one of my major shortcomings is tuning out the real world, you know. Spending too much time in imaginary worlds, worlds of the mind and imagination, you know. Just, hey. Get back to dumping those tanks, buddy. You got to do that. Find out why the water's not working. Read. You got papers there. Read. But I just don't feel like it now, okay? It's a day off. Leave me alone. I'm trying to record some of the titles I'm enjoying so much. With the idea of making a playlist for Bruce Barnacle Bill, turned 70 today. Barnacle Bill is 70. And I'll hear a tune, and I think, yeah, he'll like that, he'll like that. It's got to have lots of Dylan, got lots of Van Morrison, going to have some Pink Floyd. I'm going to sneak in some Ween. I don't know. I've made a list. Gordon Lightfoot for sure from Old Dan's Records. Our Yukon record, Yukon Summer. Sent a note to the Nova Scotia guy saying, hey, you know, next year, 2018, we should have a 30th anniversary gathering down on the farm in Nova Scotia. We did it in 88. Got together. I came with my wife. She met a lot of my friends in the early days. Thirty years later, those of us who are still around, it'd be a great idea. Got to make things happen. Got to celebrate. Got to take things up a level. Well, it's time for reflection. That's good. Signing out. Check, check, check. Got a sign out from Darlington Park. I just wanted to do it in style. I've got, that probably wasn't a good idea. Some mint tea in the Bob and AJ cup. I meant it to be just for alcohol, but I was microwaving the cup to get hot water for the tea, and I guess that was the best cup to use. Anyway, there we go. So it is almost 1:45. Checkout time is 2:00. I will be just making it on time. Now, I was going to use the macerator and empty the gray and black water tanks as a first time and so on. But I got the menu out and started reading the instructions. And I went over several pages, but not written manual style. It was written like, hey, here's a guy who knows how to do this. And he put out a whole lot, Merle and me, basically papers on, blog posts that have been printed off on how to do the various things, understanding the water system. So I got to go through those again. I read some of them when I first started, and I've just been a bit lazy about it. But it's not a hugely complicated process. It does say it's better with two people, one to hold the hose and one to push the button. So I'm going to wait for Barnacle Bill for that, or if I go camping before them with somebody else. Secondly, he said, you can't operate them till about 2/3 full. And I know mine aren't very full at all. So that settles that. I'll drive past the place where you do the dumping, but I won't be doing that today, and that's okay. That was going to be one of the test things, but the fact is, I don't know, I felt like it. I've just enjoyed so much what I'm doing right now, sitting in the sunshine, looking over at the water, hearing the birds in the background, and looking in the distance. Like, it's almost like you're on another planet, and you're looking in the distance, and there's a far-off civilization, and that would be the silhouette of the city of Toronto. From way out here, 50 kilometers, 50, 60, 70 kilometers away. Anyway, it's been a very, very relaxing time. I'm glad I did this. I did wisely, again, with apologies for all the horn tooting I do. I do an awful lot, and I guess that comes from a need for reassurance and to make up for good part of a life spent not thinking I was capable of doing things and having to continually prove that I can. It's a burden, believe me. And anyway, okay, so I chose a good camp spot. I did it. I went online. I spent my time. I checked the different things. I looked at the pictures of the spots. I looked at location. It's not, you want to get it right. You want to, if you're looking for open spots, you want one that backs on the water. Okay, that's what it comes down to. I'm used to the old days when you just drove into a campsite and you picked your spot and you put something down there and then you drove back to the park ranger or whoever and said, this is the number we're taking. And you did your paperwork then. And now this is all booked in advance online. But I would know where to come back to. And I believe these are lakeside. And I am in, I don't know, can't remember the number. It's written down, there is a record, don't worry about it. It's been beautiful, it's been very relaxing. I've had constructive thinking, part of it was, I'm just going to get away from work. But in fact, I thought of some critical pieces. We're doing some new things this year, going to the aquarium, going to the zoo we haven't done before. And so I just simply thought, Japanese style, okay, I put Joel and the young teacher up front, and Greg, who's the younger teacher, and Toshiko, who's the older teacher, in the back as the groups head through there, so we can really have a good sense of, who's moving along and at what time, because you've got a time, what time, okay, we've got 2 hours, we're going to meet here for the bus at 4:00. Little things like that, but the things you have to think about, the things that you're responsible for. It's not just I like to appear casual in a lot of things I do in my life, but running a program for people like this is very good discipline in terms of, you got to be organized. You have to be accounting for every hour, for every meal, for every plan. which you'd think would go against my nature. Well, you wouldn't think that because you don't care, but I think, wow, that's a struggle for me, but yet I've done it. There is a fascist in me. There is the person who wants the trains to run on time and wants the rules to be followed. That happens. I turn this podcast around, this digital recorder, to just have a quick word, and then any number of topics spring to mind. But really what I just wanted to say was how enjoyable it was also just listening to music with the headphones on a little bit high, something I haven't done for a long time. I don't do it often enough at home. I never get high at home. And when I go to a bar, you don't put your headphones on. So this was a real treat. And it's definitely an important part of the trip. I also wrote to Barnacle Bill, given that it was his birthday today, sent him a couple of notes, and said that, you know, I'm used to, like him, I'm used to being on my own sometimes, even though I have a family. And there will be times when I just want silence. I said, we're going to have to come up with sign language to indicate I don't want to talk and I don't want to listen. You know, first thing in the morning, you're having that first coffee. Maybe you just want silence. And, this tea is good. I'm glad I saved this for the end. Two chores left, to pack up and fold the chair and put it in, and then unplug and put the hoses back in the side, and then move on out. Ooh, 10 minutes to go. It's just been an absolutely wonderful, delightful escape. Who knows if I'll make this one again? I have nothing against coming to this park. I mean, just that it's an easy, close drive. You know, you're here in less than an hour. Less if you don't get punched in the wrong directions. Don't know if you can hear the water much. Somebody who's got this spot tonight is probably pretty anxious for me to go. But they do come around and check, and at 2 o'clock, somebody will say, hey, aren't you leaving? So, that about wraps it up, folks. I don't know if this is going to be a separate podcast. I doubt it. I hope, I really, genuinely hope, and I'm sure it's true. And again, here I go looking for reassurance. That some of you actually like to follow me. And by follow me, I just mean listen to me and go along and wherever I go. I mean, remember I had that wonderful little winter camping trip at Algonquin. Because I've been doing a lot of thought about this trip to Yellowknife. It's really meant to be. Lynn is a very good person to see, and she was part of this original 88 gathering we had in Nova Scotia. She was married to a very good friend of mine, and now both of them have begun separate lives and are probably happier for it, with new partners. And so some catching up to do, and it'll just be fun to be sitting in a bar with Barnacle Bill and the Yellowknife. Hey, we did it, just like we did the Yukon summer, just like we hiked the Chilkoot together. Barnacle and Bill and I have had a lot of adventures. He's been a bit depressed, and he's been pretty depressed for quite a while now. You know, he hasn't worked for a long time, and he's at the point where he really has to think about selling his condo. And he's gone back and forth on it, and for sure he was going to sell it this year before heading up north with me, and then just reversed his position, said, no, I'll keep it. And it's a big decision to make, because you're going to say, okay, it's one thing to sell it, and it's another thing, well, where am I going to live now? Especially when you're used to living in Vancouver, and it's high costs. So I have the feeling he might be heading east with me after this Yellowknife trip, actually getting in the van with me and after Vancouver and motoring on all the way back to Toronto with me. I already said I had to be back in October so my wife can head off to Japan. So, that's it. I hope you enjoyed whatever music. I'm gonna probably only play songs that I played on this trip, although that may or may not be true. By the time it comes for me dropping in the songs, I have different rules. And in the end, It's all good. And it's just crazy message to put out there. But right now, today, the way I'm sitting here, feeling of the sun, feeling of, you know, a 24-hour period well spent. It's good. It's encouraging. It makes me feel I'm on the right path. Enough said. Scabbard. Signing off.